Hi.
Hi, Dottie. It's Jeannie. How are you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm at the park with my dog, so.
Oh.
It's only 94. Only 94 at 7 a.m.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my God. Where are you from, Steve?
No, it's Jeannie. I'm in Phoenix.
Oh, Jeannie. Oh, you're in Phoenix. Oh, goodness heavens.
Oh, it's arrived.
What time is it there?
It's 7 o'clock.
7 in the morning. Okay, because it's 10 here. I know, it just blows my mind. The different times. I almost called Shao at 10 o'clock here, but I forgot she was in Oregon, so it's a good thing I didn't call her.
She'd probably be awake, but...
Yeah. I know,
it's arrived.
It's warm here, too, so it's about 80, I think, now, but it's 10 o'clock, too, so...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's happening? I just took a picture of the sky. It looks like we're going to have a big storm. Southwest, up north. And then blue sky south.
Anita.
It's arrived.
But it's our monsoon season. I think we're going to get some rain today. But see.
Yeah.
That makes it a little more humid. But at the park, it's nice.
Oh, really? Huh?
Yeah. Nice at the park.
Well, that is a good thing.
Yeah, it is. So did you
doing? Oh, go ahead.
What were you making?
I was debating that fruit thing, and then, we ended up going out for lunch, and then I ended up having a piece of apple pie with my husband, so I didn't make, ended up, having a little something a little bit more, so I didn't make it, so.
Yeah.
Okay. But I will make it. Have you tried it yet?
I have not tried it yet. I'm going to.
Okay. What is it you're trying? This fruit, raw fruit, it was, berry raw?
Oh, okay. You said it down.
I did. Yeah. I did send it down. Yeah. I haven't made it yet, though. No, I don't even know where the heck to, all the things on the table. Yeah.
I want to know if you made the sunflower seed milk.
I haven't done that either. We had a very busy weekend this weekend, but I'm going to. Today or tomorrow, I promise.
Okay.
Have you tried it yet?
I have, but I want your feedback when you make yours.
Oh, you have made it. Oh, you're a good girl. You're so good.
I don't know about good. I just really need things I trust you for getting.
Is it what you thought it was going to be, or?
It's different. It tastes good.
Did it?
It's arrived.
Did you make it in the soy milk maker? Yeah, I did. Okay. Yeah. I've got some good samplers going on, so they're just after me. Man, I tell you, I had two girls with me all day yesterday, and trying to keep up with, I think it was it 2 7-year-olds and a 9-year-old? Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
They said at the end of the day, we spent almost the entire day with Grandma. One was a neighbor girl, and we went in to get watercress plants and seeds yesterday because I found a large nursery that had one plant left and had another one that had some seeds left, and so I'm going to see what I can do. And what's kind of interesting is it can be propagated indoors easily in hydroponic, which means you don't even need soil. So I don't know. It just sounded real interesting, especially since we're eating so much of it. And it was, the seed package was 30 days till it's ready to harvest. Just sounded something interesting to try, and we got the crick here, which it does not need. It can be grown in pails. It likes cooler climate. So... Phoenix wouldn't be real good right now. I guess not.
Have you dropped below 100 yet during the day, Jeannie?
No, and it probably won't until end of August or September. Okay, I didn't realize it was that many days.
Has arrived.
It's in the mid-80s at night. So, kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's warm.
Yeah, it's our monsoon time, so it's a little more humid than normal for us, too.
So you feel it a little bit differently.
Yeah, it's muggy. But that's okay, it's good for our skin.
Yeah, it is. That's very true. I can see the huge difference in my skin when I came out of New York back to here. I mean, big difference, because it's not what I consider heat. It's definitely, there's more moisture in the air than there is in New York. And when you get the winds back there, especially,
very
different. Very different. Except in the summertime, it gets real sticky. But it, you know, like it's raining and 85 degrees. That's like not good.
Yeah.
That's really good. So I heard some other people join us. Who else is on with us?
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. You had a good weekend too.
You bet. Lots done, lots to do.
Yeah, that's the name of the game, especially in the summertime, isn't it?
Getting ready to go talk to Spokane this week, so I'm real excited about that.
Oh, that would be good.
So, and it was interesting. Yesterday I was out minding my own business in the berry patch about 11 o'clock in the morning and stuck my hand in that area that had a lot of grass in it and came out with a bee. My berry patch had to be...
With a bite also?
Huh?
So with a sting also in your body?
Yeah. Thank goodness for a mini. I thought my hand had been cut off. I mean, I had no clue there were any bees in there. I was barely listening to something on the MP3 player, and I'll guarantee you that I said, ouch, quick.
Was that raspberries?
Yep.
Okay, I've been doing raspberries. We have got a ton of raspberries, and so I've been doing everything under the sun with raspberries, but... yeah, and picking them. I told Danny, I said, I want the lights hooked up on the garden. I really like it when it's late at night, except it hasn't been that warm here. It's been cooler in the evening, so it doesn't entice me. But I usually use the headlights on the vehicles and aim them at where I am working. Because I don't know, it's just really, really nice when it's really quiet and
cool.
And it's cooler, and you can focus on one thing, the thing you can see directly.
It's been not like jeans weather, but for here, you know, it's been 100 in the daytime, and then the other night, I think it was Saturday night, we went up in the mountains and enjoyed the evening up there and came back down in the valley, and 11:30 at night, it was still 85 down here, so.
Oh, wow.
Almost like
yeah. Well, we're in the 50s at night, and it was in the upper 70s yesterday, so that's been the way it is. And the mornings have been cool, and they've been gray, which I was used to seeing sunshine in the mornings almost every morning when we got up in New York, so this is a little bit of a change after 8 months. So anyway, it's, you know, it's just where you are and what's going on. Anybody try a new recipe over the weekend? Or something that they modified that was different for them that they hadn't done before. I did the fresh lemonade to my taste buds. They weren't to Denny's taste buds. It's a woo and puckered. I just did a small batch. One lemon, quarter of a cup of sugar, two droppers full of liquid stevia, and then a smidgen with a little measuring spoon, a smidgen of a very strong stevia powder, 1/140, which is a small, I mean, it's a little one, it's the smallest one of the set, but it was enough to definitely, dramatically change the sweetness of it, and then I used between 1 and 2 smidgens of citric acid to spike the flavor. So it sounds like I'm taking it back and forth between sweet and tart, which in one sense I am, but it does change the flavor, not just...
Well, it's arrived.
And that's what I said when I said citric acid, you could use lemon Kool-Aid that doesn't have the sugar. And I blended it in the blender until it was smooth and then added a tray of ice cubes to make the slushy. And I came out with 3 cups, added enough to make 3 cups to that amount of combination of lemon. I peeled the lemon and just used the whole lemon. I took the seeds out just so that I wouldn't have to grind it much long. But it was good. Really quenched the thirst and just, well, it tasted great to me. That's if you like it tart. If you like it sweeter, you're going to have to put more sweetener in it. Made 2 1.5-cup servings, or the amount that Denny wanted. A cup was more than enough for him, so we ended up splitting it 3 ways. But I had not played around with making stevia with stevia as part replacement for the sugar. I wanted to do it better than having quite that much sweetness in it, so... And it still had 1/4 cup. Let's see. Something else I was working with. Oh, something I found in my refrigerator that when I told the girls about it, they wanted me to stop, write what I was doing and go make it and give them a taste of the original. Have any of you seen or had the peanut butter? It's not organic. Actually, I picked it up at Target a long time ago, and it's the title on it. Name of it is Raspberry Dark Chocolate Peanut Butter, and it, the blend of the three is absolutely outstanding. It comes from Switzerland, and the ingredients roughly are just peanut butter, chocolate pieces, and raspberry compound, which would be raspberry jam. And since I was making the freezer jam, that came out great. And used part stevia in that, I decided I was going to try this, but I didn't get to it. But I did pull out the jar that was in the very back of the refrigerator because I was hiding it so I could use it for a taster to compare to what I was making. So that's one on my list to put together. Now, it wouldn't be difficult. I picked up some peanuts so I can fresh grind them in the Vitamix. And... then I also want, since I've got a good supply of cashews, I want to do it with cashews. So anybody that's playing around with nuts and nut butters, because we had a lot of those back at Parkview with different combinations to use on toast or on toppings and so on. And that could even be used if you had it thinned, slightly thinned, with toppings for on ice cream. Would be really good, healthy ice cream.
Well, the nut butters are you using? Are the raw nuts, or are you using roasted ones?
You know, I like the roasted. I like the flavor of them. And what I'm going to do with the cashews, since raw isn't the greatest thing, and normal...
Oh, Loretta? It's arrived.
What I'm using the cashews in is either been rinsed or rinsed... And so I will even toast those before I use them. But I bought, picked up some dry roasted organic peanuts the other day at the health food store, enough to try a batch of it. Flavor is, to me, better. And that's true even between the raw. Now, almonds I don't mind as much, although the machines around here at the health food stores are still roasted almonds. And I'm not even sure that there's even any oil put on them. I think they're just roasted. The cashews I just roast, there's plenty of oil in them. You don't need to do it. They only take a few minutes to toast in an oven. Right. And the flavor of them is absolutely incredible. I mean, you could just eat them by the handful when you do that. I don't put anything else on them at all. So, all kinds of little things. Anybody else did that? Suffice on comments. I still got a chickpea mock tuna salad sitting in front of me I haven't tried yet. With notes to use Old Bay for the seasoning in it. I don't know, this is something somebody made. I know Jeannie made a chickpea filling, but this, it's, since it's printed out, it is, I had it pulled off of a computer. Because it didn't that lay out for
me. If anybody's got recipes for good types of mock ice cream that would go with raspberries, I would love it.
Okay, well, the one I ended up freezing up last night was pretty easy, and what I thought was incredible was after you stick it in the freezer, whatever is left, if there's anything left, I'm looking for my book here now, you can pull it out, set it in the freezer for a refrigerator for about an hour, and it was perfect texture to eat again. Almost as good as when it was first run in the machine. And that's very, very, very unusual. Usually it's hard as a rock and you can't do anything with it. And it had a rice base, a cooked rice base, which as long as you didn't put a bunch of seasonings in with your rice, you could easily do that. It was in a cookbook called Seven Secrets. Dang, I've got too big a stack here. Gotta get this under control. There's three stacks of cookbooks and magazines in the kitchen that are out because I'm working on them, and an easel that's stacked full, which I'm saying is totally out of control. I'm looking on it. I can read down through it. I say that like it's a small challenge here. Ah, I see the binder. It's got a spiral binder that's easy to spot. Identification here. And what I did, which I don't normally do, I tried two recipes together because I had read one and then I'd read the other, and then when I looked back at it, I thought, oh, this isn't exactly what I thought it was going to be. So,
Mary Lou
has arrived.
Now if I can put the two together the way I did. One's called Five Loaves Rice Cream, and they called it their favorite. They run it in a, actually it was a small commercial, or a commercial ice cream maker, soft serve maker. In other words, like what you'd go in and buy soft serve out of. And the other one was coconut ice cream. So what I did was take a, man, I did not make very good notes. Can't be too far off. I used a half a cup of pitted dates, one cup of water, a half a cup of cashews.
Rebecca?
Has arrived.
And I put in a half a cup of cooked brown rice. And I run it in the blender. Did I say a cup? I did say a cup of water. Oh, and a half a cup of fruit sweetener, which I used apple concentrate, frozen apple concentrate, just apple juice concentrate. And 2 teaspoons of vanilla and 1 teaspoon of salt. And a half a teaspoon of guar gum. And run it in the blender. Add a can of, no, let's see, where is it? Yeah, a can of, no, yes, no, yes, a can of coconut milk, since you can use 3 cups of soy milk instead with 1 cup of water, because you're going to bring it up to,
I brought up to 4 1/4 cups of liquid when it was all blended. And you just blend that in the Vitamix or a good strong blender, and then freeze it. I did it two ways. I did it from ice cubes, froze ice cubes, and then did it in the Vitamix with the tapper, pounding it down. And I also did it in from liquid after I'd mixed it and put it in the frozen drum ice cream maker. And again, it has the pitted dates give it a different sweetness. Okay, there's also, besides the pitted dates, they had another option you could use instead of half a cup of frozen juice concentrate or fruit sweetener. You could use a half a cup of sugar, half a cup of honey, or 2/3 of a cup of sugar. So I wanted away from the honey and I wanted away from the sugar, and that's why I used the apple juice. Actually, mine wasn't apple juice. I didn't have apple juice. I used white grape, which, it just tastes sweet. Gives it the sweetness. The dates gave it a stronger flavor. And I want to try something else instead of the dates. And I don't know whether that was in part the reason for the texture that was better when you put it in the freezer, what was left, and could eat it. And it was, it was much not like a block of ice trying to cut through it. Even I took some out last night and even just took it out and cut it, and by the time it was on the dish and I'd put a topping on it and sat down, it was doable with a spoon. So it adjusted the texture, and I don't know whether that's the rice or the combination of the rice and the date, so I've got to play around with it a little bit more. But that's what I got. It was, like I said, a little different vanilla flavor, but it was good. Denny liked it. The one that is much smoother is the strawberry rhubarb one. It's definitely slicker and creamier, but when you freeze it, it is hard, very, very, very hard as a rock. You can't pull it out and use it straight again. I can't without rerunning it. So,
what brand of ice cream maker did you get? Are there just a lot of them on the market, or?
Yeah, there are. I like the Cuisinart. I think I've got three different ones. And again, all this stuff is because of the kids and the family and what I'm trying to do when I get that many people together. Cuisinart, and then I've got a couple of others that were a little bit less. There wasn't a huge amount less. Actually, the Aldi's one I picked up for $20 was good also. Didn't hold it quite. No, I take that back. It did too hold it. What I like about those is you can leave them sitting out while you're eating it, and it will keep it frozen in the drum. And what I do is I set even when I'm running the Cuisinart, there's an open top on it, and I set a large plastic lid over the top of it, and it seems to freeze up faster also because you don't have that warm air going in and stay cold longer. So if you've got an open-topped one. They've adjusted those now because mine were some of the first in, I've had them for, three or four or five years now. So they've got, probably better at putting them together as to how they work. So it may not be a good comparison on other brands. But the Cuisinart, and I noticed in the book they said they preferred the Cuisinart too. So Costco is a place to pick it up if you want the Cuisinart, and they're not an arm and a leg. They've got different models anywhere from probably, 39, $40, maybe around that price range.
Okay.
I've even got one that's double barreled that I can do two flavors at once. Kids get into that thing, I don't want that flavor. Can't you ever make? Yeah.
plain old.
Say, Gracie. Sorry. Thanks.
So, any questions on... Did it make sense to you?
Sounds good. Can't wait to try it.
Well, we want your feedback and what you did to make it better.
I have a question.
Okay.
This is Loretta.
Yes.
Somehow my freezer door got left open, and I lost everything in my freezer.
Ugh.
And I had just put 100 pounds of strawberries in.
Oh, dear.
And I picked and picked and picked myself. So what I'm wondering is, the freezer was off for like a day and a half before I went downstairs and noticed it. The berries, I'm going to throw everything else out. I wouldn't dare to keep anything. But the berries were still pretty cold. Is it safe to refreeze those berries, or do I have to check those too?
I don't think there'd be a problem. I've had that happen numerous times where things have gotten thawed out and still been cold, when even when we've been traveling and the power shuts down and we have to do it that way. Mm-hmm. If they're still, with that stuff still cold, and the other thing, Loretta, monitor what you're talking about there, because if it's something that's going to be heated or cooked, or you're going to use it that way, or you could use it that way, I wouldn't toss everything.
Well, the majority of them will be used for smoothies through the winter. I just used my last package the day that I went and picked new ones, so I probably won't be cooking them at all or anything.
Okay, well, I can't imagine what would happen to the berries. I mean, I would think they should taste bad, like be fermented or something, if they were going to be bad. They're still cold. They can't go bad in 2 days.
That was my gut feeling, too, but I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's me. You know, I'm not, if you get a medical person, they're probably going to say, well, I don't know, you know, that. You got to hold the right person back there at Parkview. I think they'd be a good one because they work so extensively with food, and I don't think they're overboard on that. So I bet you could send that to Cheryl, and she'd ask for you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm glad.
You know, even it'd be interesting to see if you'd get a response on that one. You know, McDougal might be another one because he's so good on the computer at sending it back within a matter of hours or minutes, even.
Yeah.
Yeah, just send it and put. I just put in the title line. I've had everybody else do this, and they got really quick reply. One of your students, you know, 10-day program students. You don't even have to use my name, but he might remember it. But anyway, he's got lots of students because he does 7 programs a year. Anyway, one of your former students suggested I ask this question. Can you address something like this, you know, blah, 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 and just make it really brief, really short. If you don't get an answer back within a day, he's likely maybe to refer you to something he wrote that's on the computer that you could read.
Yeah.
Because he does that a lot. I don't know how he's got an index that he can pull all that stuff up, but boy, I'll tell you. And he might shove it to Mary because she's the one that is in charge of all the cooking and the cookbooks and all that. So he might just shove it to her.
I know the meat, you know, of course you could do that.
Yeah. That's a whole different category. So, yeah.
How is it? Meat is out. The double and triple.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole if it's that, but.
Someone said, oh, I do that all the time. Don't worry about my. Well, you're lucky. You're still alive. Because
yeah, if it's sad, if it's still cold and icy, no, I still don't think there's a problem with any of that because it is not going to go bad, you know, unless one side of it's hot and the other side is icy. But I don't do the meat, so I'm not there.
Right, I don't use it. I had bought some for my son.
Loretta?
Yeah?
This is Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou.
And I would tell you also that if wherever you live, where is it you're in?
Pardon?
Where do you live?
In Maine.
Maine, okay. Go to your cooperative extension service, and they have recommendations as to what you should do when that something like that happens.
Yeah, I was going to do that, but it was Friday night, and it was closed.
Okay, well, let me, this is what, as a former cooperative extension agent, our recommendations were always that you, if there's any crystals there, just like Charles told you, you're okay. You can refreeze it, even in your meat. If it's, you know, if you've got still some crystals there and it's very cold. The quality may not be the same, and that's the same way, but I'd say your strawberries, just like she said, you could do, you know. Were they still very cold?
They were. Yeah, they was cold.
Well, you're okay with that fruit like that with the strawberries.
And they're all defrosted, and I had juice running way down the floor.
There's nothing as messy as that, but just call them and see what they recommend in your area and go into detail about it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Good idea, Mary Lou. That's a great when you're hearing it from somebody else.
Well, you know, from what they recommend, and as I said, I've been retired a few years, and so they may have something different, you know, with foods, the food service, but they have specialists that deal with that, so they should know how.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing, too, is that pops into my mind is what your source of food has been, where you've gotten it, because how well it's been handled before, you know, how fresh, if you just went out and picked them yourself and you knew the quality of the food.
Sure.
With us sitting around in some back cooler for days before you picked it up, and you know, I can tell when that food has been old when I've gotten it because it doesn't stay fresh. I don't care whether it's leafy greens or what it is in the refrigerator; they'll only last, you know, if they're not fresh to be that fresh to begin with, or just picked like out of the garden. They're bad in 2 days in the refrigerator. When I bring them home, they can look absolutely perfect.
Yeah,
but they don't hold, and so that tells me they weren't that fresh to begin with.
Yeah.
If it's something I picked in the garden, my gosh, when we took off with kale from the garden, it was 3 weeks before it started to deteriorate in just the cooler that was in the refrigerator in the motorhome, which isn't, you know, anything compared to a home version. So
you can also make like a vegetable soup or, you know, any soup and then refreeze that.
Yes. Yeah, good idea. Some of those jams or some of those berries could be used for jams if you don't use that much yourself, which we don't, very little, makes nice gifts, and I wouldn't hesitate at all after doing that to you know, think that I was giving away anything that was in any way contaminated. So
the jam I use is the one we got at Parkview, the sugar-free. That is a good idea to make them for gifts. I'm always giving stuff at Christmas time. Homemade, you know.
Yeah, people love that freezer jam, which only needs to be refrigerated anyway. I've had it for I don't know how long in the refrigerators before. When we were going off of jams and not eating them, you know, there was a plastic container at that, not even glass, plastic container that was sitting in the back of the refrigerator. It didn't even form sugar crystals. I mean, it was in there for months. So, you know, and I prefer using that kind of stuff, doing those kinds of things. I really prefer the glass jars. When you buy them by the dozen, they're not that expensive. Or if you're doing, you know, going through like we do a lot of peanut butter, then you've got jars left that can be decorative or nice looking for those kinds of things too, if you're using it for gifts. It's just things that you can think about ahead of time. Because I'm really into using glass instead of plastic, even in the freezer. I know it takes up a little bit of extra room, but that's my thing. I'm just not very big on plastic anymore. I think we must be close to our time here, getting close to our time. gee, we didn't cover anything out of the news or newspaper, and I know Denny bought me some things. He brought me an article that I haven't read yet, but the headlines were enough to say it all, and that was, it was on potatoes, and they said that the potatoes that they were growing with the pesticides, herbicides, were not as productive and not as good as, there were two things. Anyway, they didn't pan out. In other words, you know, you're fooling around with all this synthetic stuff that you're using on the plants, and you're not getting nearly the crop, that you were getting when you weren't using it. So maybe they'll go back to doing something a little bit safer to begin with. The other one was I saw that the EWG changed two items. They removed two items that were on the Dirty Dozen list and moved them to not so bad and put two others on. One that they put out were blueberries on the Dirty Dozen list, make sure they're organic now. And the other one was, oh man, I can't remember where I saw that and I didn't write it down either. Anybody else see that? Environmental Working Group. It was on another website. It was on a newspaper website or something. Magazine. I'll come across it again. It's in my stacks here. Anybody else see something that we need to know about? I wasn't tuned in to TV or anything else this weekend. Didn't even do all that much reading. That's rather than too much. Food and people. Fun time, but I don't get everything covered.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, I just got an email on drinking cold water after a meal, and it says equals cancer. And it says, for those who like to drink cold water, this article is applicable to you. It is nice to have a cup of cold drink after a meal. However, the cold water will solidify the oily stuff that you have just consumed. It will slow down the digestion. Once this slows with the acid, it will break down and be absorbed by the intestine faster than a solid food. It will line the intestines. It will line the intestines. Very soon, this will turn into fats and lead to cancer. It is best to drink hot soup or warm water after a meal.
Okay, first of all, you're exactly right in what you're saying, I'm certain, and what they're saying, because liquids are supposed to be taken at body temperature or lukewarm, room temperature, out of the tap, or not unfiltered, I don't mean out of the tap, but the way they would come out. Ours comes out really warm because we have a cycling, loop cycling system in our house. So even out of the water unit, it comes out warmer than what you'd want to drink water. So I, of course, ours is coming out of the optimizer instead. But when I'm washing vegetables often to crisp them, I will put them in cold water that's been sitting in the refrigerator. I do not drink the cold water. I will add some of that to my smoothie in the morning to bring it to not a warm temperature from running it long in the Vitamix, but always trying to keep them closer to your body temperature, because Parkview, they really emphasized that, and the other thing they really emphasize is you're not to be drinking after a meal in the first place because it's affecting your digestion. So keep the liquids away an hour after you eat, 30 minutes before you eat, and an hour after you eat. So like when I'm taking my digestion, I'm taking that 30 minutes ahead of my meal. That's the last liquid I use. Other than during the meal, I'll take just enough to swallow down my vitamins that I'm taking with my meal, and that's it. And I know you can see a difference with how your digestive system works. So that was their strong recommendation at both programs. Liquid was never served with the meal. Didn't offer it. It wasn't anywhere even there to be had for the most part. You had to bring it in because it was not something that they did. Either place, California, McDougal's program, or back at the hospital. So both interns, I would guess that they know what they're talking about, the same as what the article is saying, but they're just being a little more lax on it by saying, you know, what Dottie reported there. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the comment, though, Dottie.
Yeah. Well, it just popped up, and I just read it, and I was like, oh, well, this is pretty interesting to tell the group.
Yeah, reinforcement of what, because, yes, you do. If you're warm, and especially if you're eating outside or something, it's natural to want something, but, you know, try your best to keep it to a minimal. I don't want you to be dehydrated, but you can definitely drink the water ahead of the meal, and you can do it after the meal instead of.
But it makes sense when you're, you know, about the cold water, because especially in the summertime, I mean, everybody wants the water cold, you know, to cool them down, you know.
Sure. Well, we've got a whole different gang going that I've had more refusals on even offering people here that have come here. Do you want it, you know, just the way it comes, or do you want it iced? And I've been told that I haven't had anybody ask for ice for quite a while here, so.
Oh, well, that's good.
Maybe we're a little ahead of the curve with some of the outside education. I'm not sure about it in looking around, but at least some of the ones we've dealt with. But it's just a really good reminder.
Yeah.
You brought to mind the young man that's dealing with melanoma that I talked about last week, and just thinking about the food, and even Mary Lou or Loretta's question on where she would go with the food and to what degree of saving it. You know, things that we used to deal with, or you know, I hate to say it, back 20 years ago, back 40 years ago, we would not have heard. I would not know somebody that has been, I've been in close contact with for like 5 years, that cropped up at age 18 with cancer. It just would not have happened. And what was going through my mind, the justification that they ate really well. Well, something's wrong with our picture, and some of it is out of our control. But for the most part of what we can control, I just am saying another comment to our responsibility, to our families and ourselves, be more careful about what you're doing with your food. I don't mean in handling it, your choices is what I'm talking about, and in spreading the word of getting more people introduced to the China Study, eating DVD, anything that we've got in our hands that we can help them see a bigger picture of health, as well as our products in NECAN that can be the most incredible fast start with the savings on the sleep system, the extra points towards Cancun this month. All of that we've got going, we've still got half the month left, or close to half the month. And just, you know, a responsibility to society beyond ourselves, the people we can affect, the example we can set, and so on. Last minute comment?
Char, this is
yes.
Me.
Yes.
I heard you mention melanoma.
Yes.
My sister-in-law, who is 71 years old, was just diagnosed with melanoma.
Goodness.
And, yeah, I've been trying to get them into getting a wellness home, going to the wellness preview. They're in Houston, and Houston is big. I mean, NECAN is really big in Houston. And
yeah,
it's right next town to them, and they're very skeptical, and they, you know,
Have you sent them anything on CD or emailed them any clips or anything like that? So it's not just coming from you, but from brilliant compensation, or not brilliant. Beautiful compensation would be a great testimony tape.
What is this again?
Beautiful compensation, the one that Dave Johnson really, really circulated a lot. I don't know whether you can download it from any place or not, but I know that I'm sure that both Blue Ribbon's got it, and I'm sure that actually they've got it with Rick Murphy's intro, Is This For You, put together on one CD. I went to their website and looked at it, and they had the two combined. A lot of people are combining it with different things, but it's got a lot. It's got about 16, 18 different testimonies on there. And there's a little clip by, both by Dave Johnson and Reed Nelson on The Business, just to not leave that part out for anybody that you're giving it to.
Yeah,
that's like all testimonies.
If you go to
website,
you can go to allswell.org. You can go down towards the bottom under other resources, and you'll see a link for enzymes.
What website again? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Allswell.org.
Allswell?
ALLSWELL.org. Allswell.
Okay, .org. Okay, and then?
And down towards the bottom, there are a whole bunch of links under other resources. And I think it's the next, well, there's a grouping there, and right close to the bottom of the grouping, I think the next to the last line is the word enzymes.
Has left the conference.
Jack and Karen Enzyme site.
And oh, Enzyme, okay.
And they have the call between Dave Johnson and Jeff Van Blerken. They have the link to the Beautiful Compensation version 4. And a couple other things. Oh, and Is This For You by Rick Murphy there, so you can just download the Is This For You. Download all of them and put on the CD Is This For You first, and then Beautiful Conversation second, and then third is the Jeff and Dave talking about it.
The third is what?
I put one, the track of the Is This For You? And then the second.
The conference.
And then the third one is
Dave cut out, but the third one is Jeff and Dave talking a little bit about The Business. So you're opening with The Business. Bulk of it is, time-wise, is the product testimonies.
Has left the conference.
And the end of it is, again, on The Business with Jeff and Dave. Excellent threesome to put on a CD. So it's there if you want to use that.
And then if you go
directly up, or like I said, you can go to Blue Ribbon and they've got them, and I'm sure probably Focus on Growth has got it too. I haven't talked to them just recently about that one. But a lot of people are using it and getting a response, and always good to have somebody else saying what you're saying, you know, to back you up and say, you know, da-da-da. Then you've just got to encourage them to get that far to go through that much material. You can easily say, skip the first part because you're only looking for the testimonies. the product experience doesn't go direct to the middle if you don't want to use the other. And then if they ever want to listen to it, it's there. So that's my take on those kinds of things.
Okay.
Guys, we got to run. I know you've all got busy schedules, and me too. So make it an absolutely incredible day. Nancy will be on tomorrow with some updates on what's going on in around us. So have fun playing with your food and eating and being healthier.
Thanks, Char.
Thanks for all the input.